Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Well, we've completed the first round of interviews at this point. We met with some excellent coaches. We've got a lot of great potential there.
All right, let's stop right there because team president Michael Bidwell on the Big Red Rage giving us an update on the Cardinals hitting the Big Red reset button when it comes to a head coach. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily. So it was 9 interviews in about a week with temperatures as low as -9, but it was worth the winter coats.
It's the best group of candidates that I've ever had the opportunity to interview, and I am so impressed. This is going to take longer because all these coaches are on good football teams that are performing at a very high level.
The NFL playoff schedule will dictate the interview schedule, especially with 7 of the 9 candidates still in the postseason. That list is going to be pared down to what Michael Bidwell calls a handful, and then
we want to have a thorough process, and so that's going to include second interviews where we can dive down into a little bit more detail. We've now, you know, broken the ice with some of the people that we didn't know before, and we'll have a more relaxed setting, I'm sure, in terms of getting to know people.
Other teams are also interviewing and hiring head coaches. How much do you have to consider your competition?
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about us, and so I want to make the best decision for us. You know, there are a lot of teams that you know, that view this as something that you should rush through and, you know, go make a fast hire. I just want to make sure that we make the right hire. And I think our process has paid those dividends in the past. 5 years ago, you know, we were the last team to hire Bruce Arians. We took a risk on him because we believed in him, and he just retired as our winningest coach in history.
And Bidwell adding that before BA, well, you had Ken Wisenhunt, who took the Cardinals to a Super Bowl. And speaking of having been through this before, is this process anything like what BA and Carson went through, that at some point you just know?
When you're hiring a senior leader like this, you've got to go through a couple of rounds of these, in my opinion, and somebody always separates themselves. And to me, I would expect that that'll happen.
All right, something else to expect. The Cardinals will hire a head coach, or he will have someone on his staff with a track record of developing a young quarterback. But do not expect the Cardinals to automatically copycat the division and hire a young 30-something head coach with an offensive background.
I'm not trying to copycat anybody. What I'm trying to do is make the best decisions for us to hire the next leader, head coach, that will deliver championships to this team and to this town.
All right, and ideally, before the Cardinals hand out that big red rose, they'd like to bring those finalists into town to see Cards HQ. And when they do, we'll leave you with what they hope the coaches see.
Bruce Arians left this team in great shape. We've got a great culture here. We've got great players. You know, do we need a quarterback? Yes. I see that as an opportunity, you know. And so for me, I couldn't be more excited, you know. And that's the feedback we're getting, is people understand this is a great opportunity.